This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. For LANL cleanup, GAO recommends a facilitator to improve relationship between New Mexico Environment Department and DOE. In a July 2023 report, the Federal Government Accountability Office recommended that a third-party facilitator be brought in to improve the relationship and build trust between the New Mexico Environment Department and the Department of Energy, DOE, as they try to resolve outstanding cleanup issues at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. That recommendation was echoed by members of the New Mexico Legislature at the August 21st meeting of the Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee in Los Alamos. One outstanding cleanup issue, of several GAO highlighted, is whether the toxic hexavalent chromium plume located below LANL is moving deeper into the regional drinking water aquifer, as the Environment Department argues. Or whether, as DOE argues, the plume is ready for a permanent pump and treat system in which aquifer water is pumped to the surface, run through filtration to remove the chromium, and then injected back into the plume. The stakes in this disagreement are high. The Environment Department says that the treated waters can no longer be injected into the plume, as that pushes the toxic contamination deeper into the aquifer. Its solution is to find other locations for injection of the treated water. DOE says the treated water has to go back into the plume. DOE does not want to truck the waters to other locations across the 36-square-mile LANL site. CCNS supports the recommendation for a third-party facilitator. We detailed our concerns in a Sunday, September 3rd, Santa Fe, New Mexican, My View. CCNS proposed that before the state and federal agencies meet with the facilitator, a comparison of the two differing groundwater models be done using data from the plume since 2016, when the Environment Department first issued a groundwater discharge permit. Commenters to the My View responded positively. Greg Corning, president of the Veterans for Peace Santa Fe chapter, wrote, quote, "Comparing the output of two groundwater modeling systems with identical data entered is an excellent idea. Measure twice, as the old adage begins." He continued, "I can't imagine why we would avoid doing this unless one or the other party is hoping to avoid unpleasant findings," end quote. Mike Johnson wrote, quote, "This is certainly plausible and doable and much better than negotiating with a mediator involved. But, in my experience, computer models are prone to GIGO, or garbage in, garbage out, and an expert third-party science and engineering entity should be used," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more about this controversy, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.